Now, actor Allu Arjun was released from jail today after spending the night in lockup. The Telugu superstar addressed the media after coming out and said that he's a law-abiding citizen and will cooperate in the probe into the Pushpa 2 screening stampede in Hyderabad that killed one woman and seriously injured her child. Allu Arjun's legal team, however, has raised several concerns about how the star was kept in jail overnight despite being granted interim bail by the High Court. Calling it illegal detention, his lawyers have said that they will take action. To discuss this further, I am joined by Syed Asad Abbas, political analyst, Dr. M. Satya Kumar, advocate, Supreme Court lawyer, Arun Chidambaram, Indian filmmaker. Thank you to all of you gentlemen for joining me on the discussion. My first question to you, Mr. Abbas. Allu Arjun's lawyers have clearly called it a case of illegal detention, the fact that the star was kept in jail overnight despite getting bail. Your reaction to that?
Well, firstly, let us understand, for the beautiful law of this country, no one is above the law. Be it Allu Arjun, be it Amitabh Bachchan, or be it Amir Khan. Everybody, including the Prime Minister of this country. First things first, the organizers who are led by Shri Allu Arjun ji or even the Sandhya Theatre did not even make a visit to the DCP or ACP, only leaving a letter of permission without acknowledgement at the gates of Invert section is not enough. The Deputy Commissioner of Police Central Zone has also made it available. Also, as a matter of fact, they need to understand that policemen there did their best in the bandobast. Also, if you look, many a times police are blamed of the state, which is absolutely unfair.
But Mr. Abbas, talking about the fact that he got interim bail from the High Court in the evening, around 4 or 5 p.m. between that time. Was it not enough time for the jail authorities to have got the legal document, to have got the bail order copy? Why did he have to spend the night in jail? Because the process of law was followed.
Let us first understand that as per the due process of law, in the civil court, judge gave him a 14-day judicial custody, which was later at the High Court, it was pronounced to be an interim bail, 4 weeks. Let us understand that due process was indeed followed. As a matter of fact, it is very ambiguous for the respective representatives and counsels of Mr. Allu Arjun to make these allegations. The fact is, truth stands strong there. Beat anyone, there is a death of a 35-year-old woman. Her son is 9 days still in the ventilator. Who is going to answer them? The fact is, what happened is absolutely unfortunate. But making it political, blaming the state government is absolutely unfair. Had the Revanth Reddy government been lenient in this case, they would call it a VIP culture. They would call it different names. The fact that this government and the police have shown that everybody is same under the purview of the law is sacrosanct to the nature that nobody will be spared on the same. And the death is answerable. Those found to be guilty must and should be punished.
There's no doubt in anyone's mind that what happened was unfortunate. No one should lose their life, and definitely not like this. Mr. Satya Kumar, coming to you, was the rule book followed to the T as far as Allu Arjun's arrest and then the fact that he had to spend the night in jail in such a manner? So did the Telangana government, according to you, follow the rule book when it comes to all this?
Definitely, Dharmi. This, if you see, the Telangana government has shown high-handedness with respect to the arrest, point number one. Point number two, the arrest was made on a Friday. You know, police has this habit of arresting on a Friday. They don't get any other day. Generally, when they arrest on Friday, the intention of the police has to be checked. The intention of the police was to put him in detention for Saturday and Sunday, believing that Allu Arjun will not apply a quash petition in the Constitutional Court, that is the Telangana High Court. But luckily, or rather, the counsel of Allu Arjun, on a war footing basis, they did two things. One, A, is they applied for a bail in the magistrate court, that is the trial court, that is the court that he was brought to for the remand. Two, they also applied for the quash petition in the afternoon on Friday. The third remedy which they could have used is the writ petition. They could have filed a writ petition, but writ petition will have there will be a delay in writ petition because notice has to be issued and response has to be filed. Accordingly, they filed a quash petition. In the quash petition, they sought an interim bail. Now, Allu Arjun has come out from the prison on interim bail. The question here is, how do we know, how can we conclude that the police has shown high-handedness? First thing, Allu Arjun is not an ordinary person. I concur with the views of the panelists. Even the Prime Minister is below the Constitution of India, including the President, Vice President, anybody in this country. It is a rule of law. It is a rule of law. And it is not rule of executive. It is not rule of executive. It is not the rule of police. It is not the rule of state. It is the rule of law. When there is a rule of law established as per Article 21, as per the procedure established by law has to be followed. As per the procedure established by law has to be followed along with the due process of law. The question here is, they have followed a due process of law. That does not mean they followed the procedure established by law. The procedure established by law is, there is a A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A6, A7, whoever it is. There is an order of investigation that need to be brought in. Second, Allu Arjun is not going to leave the country. He's an actor. And there is no chance that he will leave the country or there is a need to abscond.
Right. Also, several questions being raised. Yes, point taken. Also, several questions being raised.
Last important point.
Quickly,
see, the question, the high-handedness of the police can be seen from the FIR. They have, in the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, that is the BNS Act,
right,
they have invoked section 105, which is punishment for culpable homicide, not amounting to murder. When Allu Arjun was watching a movie, where is the question of he did a culpable homicide?
Right.
This section
I will have to bring in Mr.
arbitrarily.
Yes, I will have to bring in Mr. Arun Chidambaram at this point. Point taken, sir. There are lots of questions, of course, being raised in the manner he was arrested and also the fact that he had to spend the night in jail despite having got bail. Maybe it was process which was followed. But Mr. Arun Chidambaram, while there are, of course, strong reactions coming in this entire case, but questions are also being raised about the fact that celebrities sometimes feel they're above the law. In this case, the Telangana police said that they had, in fact, asked Allu Arjun to leave the venue quickly, but he did not comply. What do you have to say about that? Okay, we'll try. Mr. Arun Chidambaram, if you can unmute yourself.
Well, I'm sorry about Well, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So first, thanks for this opportunity and condolences to the affected family. The one thing, you know, like nowadays, you never see a celebrity stepping out in public without the bouncers. And why do they have the bouncers? To protect themselves and to protect for their own safety. And in that case, shouldn't the public or the fans be protected at the same time? Even their safety is really very important, okay? And so when Allu Arjun, when a star of this magnitude, you know, when he has a huge fan following, you should have certainly informed the authorities, okay? And so that is really very, very important so that, like, you know, we could have avoided this kind of an incident. And if you are a celebrity, you have even more responsibility. So that needs to be there. And the panelists were talking about, you know, like the law, right? And I found it, like, you know, like ironic because, you know, like, see, you know, like he was arrested on a Friday, and the same day he got, he was sentenced to jail, and on the same day he got the bail as well. Okay, and this is like the justice has been delivered super fast. This is really very, very good. But at the same time, you know, I'm really worried, you know, like, had the justice, my question is not why the justice was delivered so fast. My question is why the justice is not delivered super fast like this for ordinary citizens.
Right.
Had this been the case, we wouldn't have lost brothers like Atul Subhash. So under law, right, like every citizen in India deserves justice delivered super fast, period.
Exactly.
And everyone equal under law.
Exactly. Everyone's equal under the law, whether there was a special case made in this particular instance of delivering, you know, carrying on the process in super high speed. That is a question which a lot of people are raising. Unfortunately, we do not have any further time in this bulletin, but I'm sure we have not heard the last word on this. I thank all my guests for joining me on this very short discussion, but an important story that we'll continue to track right here on NDTV. Thanks a lot for watching us here on Left, Right & Center.